And now, it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's The Truth, According to Kirby.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth, maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, According to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth.
Coach Mac Dave McGinnis is excited to listen to this. Hopefully you are too. It is time for The Truth According to Kirby. Kirby moved to Nashville, and the town, well, it hasn't been the same since.
Almost burned down a couple times.
In February 1984, he arrived to the city, and he arrived here in the city he's called home for the last 34 years. He had a backpack and $400 to his name. How did he get here? Did he drive his 1972 Datsun 240Z without heat? His 1975 Kawasaki KZ450? Or did he take a Trailways bus? All your thoughts.
72 Datsun became an 84. 12-year-old car. Could see that. 75. Say it again.
Kawasaki. Yep. A motorcycle.
Could see that. Now, is a Datsun, is that a Japanese automobile?
Correct.
I would think he'd be all American, wouldn't you?
If you had $400 to your name, would you care?
Get that all-American brand Kawasaki.
No, I'm saying either. I'm disappointed there's not an American selection here.
You're saying the bus is American.
Yeah, the bus is the most American. No, immediately when you asked it, before you gave me the options, I said, this guy came on a Greyhound bus. That's the answer that was in my head. But what the hell is he going to do once he got here?
He went to a Trailways bus, though, which
also,
I thought couldn't afford the Greyhound.
Yeah, I thought hitchhiking might
in the luggage compartment.
I also fully expected that hitchhiking might be an option.
He actually had to sit in someone's lap. That's what his seat came in. It was half price.
Yeah. I'm surprised hitchhiking wasn't an option. Chad, you're my consigliere.
The visuals that this creates is just amazing. Kirby, were you, like, singing with a guitar on a street corner in Nashville the way this is described?
You know he doesn't answer questions.
I came here with no money, a duffel bag, a guitar, and a dream.
Look, he came with a backpack and $400.
We're going to find out what he did with the $400.
After, he was like Doriel Green Beckham.
Oh, the backpack was not empty after
I believe I got the last one right, and you didn't go with me. Just want to point that out before I possibly get this one wrong. I think he rode in on a motorcycle. Backpack makes sense. He's got the backpack on. You can have that on a motorcycle. Right? It was a backpack that he came
with. A backpack and $400.
Yep. I think he was on a motorcycle.
Paul?
I think he was on a bus. I don't know what the hell he did here, though, once he got here on the bus. That's my concern. But in terms of just getting here, I'm going motorcycle. Change it. It's all on chat.
Final answer?
Final answer, motorcycle. All on chat.
Kirby, today's truth, please.
It was a KZ450 motorcycle.
Yes!
February.
It was about 35
degrees. February. I thought the February would throw you off there. He was on a motorcycle in February.
Oh, he doesn't care about the cold. He's got cigarette smoke blowing in his face while he's riding the motorcycle.
How chilly was that ride, Kirby?
It was about 30 degrees at about 70 miles an hour on the interstate. That's chilly.
So about 5 below.
What was in the backpack?
You equate it with the windshield.
What was in the backpack?
Oh, God.
Two changes of clothes. I had owned 3 pairs of Levi's, had a pair of shoes, you know, 2 or 3 shirts.
Hunting knife.
A jacket, and just under 400 in cash.
You weren't wearing
canteen.
The jacket?
I was wearing the jacket.
A canteen.
Canteen.
No canteen.
Some matches.
A hunting knife. Dewars in a, what do you call it?
Flask
of Dewars.
No.
Which was both for morning breath and evening in sobriety.
Kirby, I want to ask so many questions, but I don't because we could save these for future truths according to Kirby.
Well, I had a job waiting on me to get here, and I had a friend that lived here, so he said, hey, crash on my couch for a month.
Where did your friend live?
Murfreesboro Road between Nolensville Road and, Briley Parkway between Nolensville Road and I-24.
And what was the job?
I was managing a gas station thing chain in Hermitage.
Did that last a week?
No, actually, I worked there for about 8-9 months.
Holy hell.
The pay was horrendous, and so I left and went to another company.
They must have been damn desperate. How nice was that bike? Collector's item?
It was a decent bike.
Is it a bike that everyone wanted back in the day?
It was sweet. It sit low. Had a two-tier.
The same bike that Johnny Lawrence was riding around in on Karate Kid when he was kicking sand.
That was
an
Enduro. But no, anyway, so we're out at the dam in June, and I'm leaning against it with some friends and stuff. People are throwing frisbees and stuff like that, and a girl pulls in her pickup truck and ran over it. So that was the end of the motorcycle.
How'd the insurance claim go there?
You'd have to have insurance.
He said, what's insurance?
there was insurance.
You can't insure a stolen bike.
David Reed found an old ad from the 70s for this bike. Listen.
Kawasaki lets the good times roll. Get aboard, get away, and you're going to say, let the good times roll.
Imagine the hair flowing in the wind for Kirby.
Now,
those golden locks.
How is this bike acquired?
I bought it. I had sold my 240Z because I was going to, $3,000 for it. I was coming to Nashville. I wanted to be able to
be free.
Well, I wanted to be the cheapest transportation was the motorcycle choice. So I sold the car. I bought a bike. I think I paid like $1,000 for that and moved to Nashville a month later.
Your fiscal life was in real order. And I can't believe you held this job for 8 or 9 months.
I was 20 years old. I had not a care in the world. I had no responsibilities other than take care of myself.
Who was this friend that told you to come down, and did he come to regret it?
No, actually, it was later we went into business together as partners, and I came to regret that. But
there's your answer, Paul.
We had known each other, worked together side by side for about four years.
What sort of quote-unquote business you go into together?
We opened a pizza place, a pizza delivery place, kind of a clone of Domino's.
Yeah, I've heard a little
model.
Bit about this. It failed badly.
Well, we were doing fine. He was a little ambitious and couldn't keep his hands out of it was an ATM machine.
Oh, he stole from you.
What was the name of the pizza joint?
Pizza Masters. It was in Hermitage.
That's right. You've talked about this
before. Took us about 60, 75 days to come out of the red into the black. We were making money.
Wow.
We were doing well quickly.
That's big.
But he wanted to, this franchise. I'm like, dude, we need to grow let's grow our business, and then we'll think about growing. And he literally thought the business was an ATM.
We need to grow our business, then we'll think about growing.
Yeah, going, I know what he's saying, expanding.
If only Reed could find the commercial for Pizza Masters.
Kirby, there was a commercial out there. Yeah, we had a radio.
Oh, that's fine.
Listen, grand opening was December the 7th, the day that we bombed Hermitage with pizza.
Pearl Harbor jokes always kill.
We had a live band all day.
Did you use that in your ad?
Please tell me that's the ad. Yeah. If not, the fake ad that we're about to make, it's going to go in there.
Yes, we did, and part of it. We had radio station
notes furious.
We had
pizza that will live in infamy.
That was good. We had radio stations doing live remotes. We had giant costumed characters, and we gave away free product all day.
Like Godzilla?
I think there was Winnie the Pooh.
Pooh selling pizza?
Count Chocula, whoever you meant.
Did you have like copyright from Winnie the Pooh?
Some company, you hired them, and they came out and dressed up in a costume.
And how were they good pizza salesmen?
Well, they stood out the intersections and waved people over to us. And you could come in as an individual and get a free small pizza. Or if you brought your family, we'd give you a 16-inch pizza for free with two items all day.
Who is the marketing genius that came up with that idea?
Free pizzas.
A free pizza all day long. We start delivery tomorrow.
We are going to bomb this entire area.
We did well.
Pizzas.
I hope
Brett Bryan is hearing this segment so he can get to work on this ad.
Sky. Oh, my.
We can all contribute.
Pizza's so good, you'll never see it coming.
I'm out. I'm done. Kirby, I'm dead.
Kirby, let's say you wanted to relive your youth and you still had that $400 that you rode into town with. According to eBay, you could buy four of those Kawasaki's right now.
No, they were a bit more expensive than $400. I bought it.
No, I'm saying right now you could buy four of them.
Sure you could. Oh yeah,
let's get you on eBay for $50 a piece.
Let's get you one.
Oh, let's buy him one.
Let's get you one for Christmas.
Yeah,
it's a kamikaze for your taste buds.
And the thing is, Kirby actually thought this was a good idea to run as ad.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have full say on that, but
we're putting the ad together right now.
Oh my.
But we're going to uncover this mysterious missing ad.
For all you veterans out there.
Unfortunately, Paul won for the first time in a long time.
This is like his fifth win in the calendar year of 2018.
Hey,
congratulations, Paul.
Congratulations.
Kirby is a gift that keeps on giving this holiday season.
We're going to have to do another segment or five on this pizza idea.
Oh, my gosh, this ad.
Troy claims to have worked at Pizza Masters.
Oh, yes.
And there could be a reunion about to happen.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So did you work for Kirby?
So look here. So one of my best friends was the manager there. And we hung out. I sort of know why it probably went under. We had a pretty good time hanging out at Pizza Masters in Hermitage. So I worked there one day. I think it took me 2 hours to deliver a pizza. It was before GPS, so I didn't make it too long. But
I remember that. I remember that. We're like, where the heck is this guy?
Dude, let me tell you. So I won't name no names, but so we
except Troy, your name.
Do what?
Except for Troy, your name.
And for Kirby.
Dude, I don't care. Everybody knows me, so that's fine. But we would hang out in there, and of course, it would be slow, and y'all had a real good exhaust fan back there in the back. So we would stand back in the back, and of course, everything had to be exhausted that was going out because we didn't want to stink the store up. So, but man, what fun times. We was all young and stupid, but I mean, yeah, he was actually the manager there.
Hey, Troy, how was the pizza? How did the pizza taste?
Man, you know what? It was pretty good. I think I maybe only ate it once.
So good, like never came back for it again.
No, dude, I hung out there more. Like I said, I worked there one day, and I was like, dude, this ain't for me.
A restaurant or a place you'd go and order?
A hangout.
His buddy was a manager.
It was a carry-out delivery only. Okay.
It was carry-out delivery only, but my buddy was, the manager. And you may have been there, man. I don't remember anybody's names.
You go in there and do... I got it.
And what needed to be exhausted that the exhaust fan was so crucial?
Well, I guess, is it legal now?
Pretend we're in Colorado.
Go ahead.
It was homemade cigarettes, you know?
Yeah.
You're listening to Denver Sports Talk, 104.5 The Zone. Go ahead. What were you doing with the exhaust fan, sir?
Well, you know, man, you had to make them yourself, and they had a funny smell. So we would just stand back all gathered around, about eight of us, by the exhaust fans, and it would pass back and forth, and you'd stick your head in the exhaust fan and blow it out.
Kirby, did you also have women of the night at your restaurant?
There were no women of the night.
Does he remember that?
Pizza Masters.
I do not remember groups of people under the hood van.
So they had doors next to doors. So they had the pizza, which was the front for it all, and then they had the drug store. Literally.
No, we did not do that.
Then they had the brothel.
We bring our own in.
Yeah, it was for recreational purposes only. Yeah, this was not to make money.
Exactly.
Then the brothel. Yeah. What else can we do?
Troy, how was Kirby?
The store.
How was Kirby as a boss? Did your friend, manager, ever say anything about him?
I really don't even remember anything about him. Like I said, my buddy was the manager there, and he
was any work ever done here? Did you ever witness anyone order a pizza from Pizza Master?
Or anyone make a pizza?
This just sounds like the basement in that 70s show. Hey, was Kelso fun to hang out with also?
Yeah, man. Hey,
I hate it when Eric's dad came downstairs.
The whole nine yards.
Troy, thank you so much.
Yes,
the randomness of this conversation is so
great.
And
let's just have this open the floodgates. Anybody that ate at Pizza Master, smoked pot there, anything, feel free to call in. This is Reunion Day. If you missed it, Pizza Master's Reunion Day.
A look back.
They bombed Hermitage.
Troy.
On December 7th.
Just real quick, do you have any friends?
With pizza.
Do you have any friends that would have worked at Pizza Master's that could call in? You can spread the word for us.
Yeah, spread the word.
Man, I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Troy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, Kirby.
I actually do remember we had this guy. I don't
so you
remember
didn't
his last
his
name.
Smoking.
I do remember we hired a guy that was one of the guys that other guys knew.
Yeah.
So, you're going on a person that you trusted their opinion, and he went on his one delivery, and he literally was gone for the entire dinner rush.
It's because he was high.
Because we didn't, and it was like, where is this guy? And he finally came back in. It's like, where have you been? He goes, well, man, you didn't tell me how to, you know, I mean, kind of how to get there.
He was lost.
He was lost. And so, that was his only night.
How many drivers did you need for a heavy shift?
You'd use five or six. Because the fewer drivers you used, if you were smart, the better drivers you used fewer, each driver made more money because you earned an hourly rate plus a commission based on the total number of sales that you delivered.
Well, yeah, it's quite an equation. It's like Joe in his thesis for
Vanderbilt. Well, hey, if you're delivering $600 worth of pizza and you're getting 10% of that plus your hourly rate, that's pretty. You're living off your commission.
Did
you're
they
not
have
touching
some
those.
Sort of light that they put on the roof?
No, this
of their
was
car.
Pre-light. You just had your own car.
Pre-light.
We had these little hot bags similar to the Domino's things. You would pop them in and go.
Come down to the home of Andrew Jackson, Hermitage, Tennessee, for free pizza. It's Pizza Masters. Yes, Pizza Masters is giving away free pizza. Order it up piping hot with your favorite toppings. Get blindsided with incredible pizza flavor. For pizza that will live in infamy, it's gotta be Pizza Masters. Carry out or delivery available, whatever you desire. Free pizza from Pizza Masters. They've been bombing Hermitage with pizza since December the 7th, 1984. Pizza Masters in Hermitage. President Andrew Jackson still has indigestion from Pizza Masters, and he's waiting to deliver his torpedo. Pizza Masters in Hermitage, a Kirby Allen Kirby family of restaurants. There is no Pizza Masters in Hermitage, therefore free pizza will not be given away.